Hello.
So this show in Thief River Falls is kind of a homecoming of sorts for you. You're from Stephen, right?
That is correct. I'm from God's country over in Stephen, Minnesota. Yep.
Yeah. So do you get back up to this neck of the woods often?
I try to. I've got some nieces and a goddaughter over there. A lot of my family still lives up in Stephen, so I make it to the homeland as much as I can.
So did your musical career get started in Stephen?
I did play music there. We used to play barn dances in Euclid and a couple other places near Crookston and all around the northwestern Minnesota territory there. Yeah, I definitely got started in Stephen.
So after Stephen, you went to college in Duluth, right?
Yep, I crossed the entire state and went to Duluth, yep.
And from there down to the Twin Cities, and the Four on the Floor got started, what, about 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, we're actually just about 7 years now. We keep stomping, and the tunes keep coming.
So for folks who've never seen you before, how would you describe the Four on the Floor?
DEFCON 5, completely chaotic rock and roll tornado. I definitely strap in the kids if they're in a car seat. It's going to be a crazy ride of rock and roll. It's meat and potatoes rock and roll. You can stomp your foot to it even if you can't dance as well as the next guy.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I've seen you guys, and it is definitely heavy bluesy rock, but it's got groove to it, and it's got a real sense of fun and a ton of energy. And so I'm wondering, are there certain ingredients when you're writing a tune, are there certain ingredients that you want every Four on the Floor song to have?
Well, every song that we've written so far is in 4-4 time. And, you know, that makes it just easy to stomp along with. We're a band that has fun with rock and roll. That's what we look for when we're writing songs.
And are you still using the four bass drums on the floor?
We are. Every show, we line up those four bass drums on the lip of the stage, and then we unleash it.
Do you ever bust through any of those bass drums?
We have gone through many, many bass drum heads. Yes, sir.
I'm sure. As an indie band, it can be difficult, I know, to kind of rise above the fray and get your music heard. But you guys have really done that in a few different ways. Can you talk about getting your music on TV series?
We're in the music scene and the music industry, and you meet a lot of people. And we've continually connected the dots to grow. And one of the people that we've gotten is In The Groove, which is a publishing company, and they've really helped push us into the TV market.
And you've had songs like in shows like Nashville, right?
Yep, we've been placed in Nashville. If you watch Duck Dynasty digitally, we're the theme song, and we're also throughout a lot of their show as well. So even College Game Day, ESPN Saturdays for football, we do a lot of programming as well.
And one of the songs that we really like from the album is called All My Friends. And I think I read that the Golf Channel used that in some of their promos.
Yeah, the Golf Channel did use it for two of their shows, for the bumpers and the previews for those shows. We got an influx of people that hit the links in our fan base is never a bad thing. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, with the soundtrack, that's a rocking song, and with a soundtrack like that, that's got to be a really intense round of golf. So, do you golf?
I do swing clubs. I don't know if I'd call it golfing, but I can hold my own in a scramble, I guess. I wouldn't necessarily want to go 18 holes if anybody has.
One thing that we do know that you can do, because you've got the video up on YouTube, is you can ride a bicycle and you can lip sync.
That's very true.
The video for that, All My Friends, is awesome. It's simple, but it's complex at the same time, because it's one continuous take. There's no edits. And it shows you, along with the cast of like hundreds of bicyclists, riding down a city street that looks to be otherwise deserted. I don't see any cars on the street. And you're lip-syncing the song. So who are all those people, and where was that video made?
The video was made on the Midtown Greenway. So it is a bike path that's an old train track through kind of the heart of a lot of the neighborhoods in Minneapolis. I use that a lot. My house is right off the Greenway. And we kind of put out a call to Four on the Floor fans, and they surely delivered for that day. We were a little bit nervous, we weren't sure how many people were going to show up, but it turned out to be a really great shoot, and we did. We got one take where we decided we're just going to run that whole take, and that was going to be the video. It worked better than we even thought we planned for.
So you've just got somebody like riding on the back of a vehicle, a truck or something, and you're leading the pack, but every once in a while, somebody like rides in front of you.
We told everybody just to kind of keep it casual, and we were going to bike this certain mile of the Greenway, and people can just join the ride as they see fit. I bought a little bike carrier. The guy shooting was being pulled behind a bike in a little bike carrier.
It's definitely a fun video, and I noticed that all of the songs on the album, or a lot of them, have been made into videos. How important is the visual aspect these days to getting your music out?
I've got a younger brother who kind of keeps me up to date on what the kids do. And when they're at parties, they search YouTube and they play songs on the stereo, just like we would have brought CDs to a party back when I was in college. It's one of those things where for this record, I decided we were going to have a video for every song. And then so we have a whole visual album.
In much the same way that you used to dominate the golf course in Stephen, you now get a chance to dominate Target Field from time to time. You've had a chance to play there a couple times, right?
So that's still really crazy for a kid from Northwestern Minnesota. I used to listen to the game on AM radio in my backyard playing catch with my pa. And to play at the Twin Stadium at Target Field, that's still a super honor. We're just glad that you have a great relationship with the Twins.
Yeah, that's got to be a rush. Where do you play and how many times have you played there?
This last time we played was July 6th, and we played underneath Minnie and Pauly. There's a new little deck there that we played on. And then we played in right below the Budweiser rooftop, which is kind of right off of left field. That's where we played the last three times other than the recent one of July 6th.
As spectators, we all have our own definition of a great show. What makes for a great show for a performer?
Our music is based off community, and to get the crowd really going is what we're aiming for. So if people are moving their feet and hooting and hollering, that's all right by us.
There's a song on the new album, kind of going back to your roots in Stephen, and the song is called Small Towns. What are your thoughts about growing up in a small town like Stephen?
I had a really great upbringing. I played all the sports, I was in jazz band. I feel like the culture was very inclusive. There wasn't maybe as many options as there would have been in a bigger city, but I had a great time. I would highly recommend anybody to grow up in a small town.
There's a track on here called Declaration of All In, and it's a short track. It's only like 45 seconds, but I got to believe that there's a story behind that. Is that some kind of a pledge that you guys take? The Declaration of All In?
So on each of our records, we've done kind of a toast or a cheer, and so that was... the record's called All In because we decided to take it to the next level and really push to be full-time on the road and, put the rubber to the road and, get the gravel sitting out behind the van and really just take it to the streets and, be an independent band out there on the road. And so Declaration of All In is just, telling us we're you can call our hand because we're playing it till the end.
And Gabe, being this close to home, you'll probably see some familiar faces in the crowd tonight at Riverfest.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some good old boys from Stephen, some good old boys from Warren, some good old boys from Strangquist, some good old boys from Kennedy, some good old boys from New Folden. I'm sure, a lot of the good old boys will be out in full force in Prowler country.
We've been talking with Gabriel Douglas, the frontman of the Four on the Floor, and they'll be on stage tonight at 7:30. Pioneer 90.1 is proud to bring the Four on the Floor back to Thief River Falls. And then stick around for the Kentucky Headhunters at 9:30. Good to talk with you, Gabe.
Hey, I love coming home. Thank you so much.